we're on the cusp of seeing Eugene undertake some major transitions, from preparing for the 2021 IAAF World Championships to incorporating the Boston TAC plan for addressing homelessness, to developments, including the riverfront properties and the Fifth Street Market expansion. Seems like you're hopping off the roller coaster early.
You know, I think it's actually hopping off the roller coaster at exactly the right time. And the reason why I say that is you're absolutely right. There are so many really great projects moving forward. There's been a foundation that has been built on so many of these, whether it's the riverfront redevelopment, it's the TAC report, it's 2021 preparation, downtown square, city hall, all of those. So there's a great foundation built. And I think to take it into the next phase is going to take somebody that'll be here for 3 to 5 years and have some real consistency of leadership. So for me, having gotten it to this place feels really good. And as we move into a second phase and implementing these more fully, a lot of decisions to be made, a lot of problems to be solved, but we're on the right path, we're on the path. And so I just think it's an opportunity to have somebody else be able to come in and devote the 3 to 5 years that's going to be necessary to fulfill all of these.
Do you expect all to be involved in some way or another with the movement going forward, perhaps in a consultant or advisory role?
What I'd like to do is definitely stay involved in the community. I love this community. It's home for us, and it will be continued to be home. There's so many great things going on. For sure, what I'd like to be able to do is to stay connected somehow and just to focus some energy. And I'm open to what that will be. A couple things that come to my mind, I'll continue to be involved in 15th Night, which is the effort really to keep kids in school and off the street. I would like to perhaps get involved in early literacy. I think that's such an important part for the future of our community. And then just as we think about 2021, is there a place that I can play in that and maybe other opportunities as well as they come open? So I'm open. I don't have anything specifically in mind at the moment, but it's a great community and I want to stay engaged in it.
Your replacement will have some major goals and issues to work with, which includes economic revitalization and alleviating homelessness across the city. What would you want your successor to focus on first and foremost?
I'll answer that in a couple ways. One is just to build great relationships in the community through in all sectors and all places of the community. I think that becomes critical just to build that trust. So that's a piece of that. The second piece is the items that you just mentioned are both probably, from my mind, simultaneously need to be continued to take a look at. So homelessness, and there's other pieces that go along with that. Housing affordability is one of those that intersects with homelessness. So I think for sure that's an important one. And then I do think the continuing economic prosperity, community prosperity that is started in many of the projects as you talked about before, whether it's Fifth Street Market or downtown. The Knight campus is a huge opportunity for us, the high-speed fiber. All of those really, if we think about them in a synergy approach, that in a systemic approach, then what combined, I think it's an opportunity actually to transform our economic possibilities into the future, or prosperity possibilities into the future.
Every public official has their ups and downs. Your career has seen Eugene through the Great Recession, dealing with homelessness, supporting economic ventures, and admittedly slogging through the City Hall venture. So, John, what's been your professional highlight, and what's been your professional setback in your time as city manager?
You know, there's so many highlights, and so I'll just articulate a couple. I'm really pleased with things like the riverfront development, redevelopment. I think about the bonds and the levies that the voters of this community have chosen to pass. The community safety initiative most recently is a real game changer for us as we think about that going forward. Town Square is important. Early on, the purchase of the Amazon Headwaters was important for the continuation of the Rivers to Ridges project, which is a fabulous project. We made some really advances in our climate recovery ordinance. I think the homelessness that you talked about, I'm particularly happy about things like Operation 365, where we're able to actually move 404 veterans off the street and into shelters. And since then, we've had a total of 800 plus veterans that have moved off the street. So that's a huge thing. 15th Night has been an important element for me. So all of those things, and there's others that I could go on, that from my perspective, it's been just a joy to see so much activity going on in this community for the last 12 years. The other one I should probably mention is the filling of the pits, the two downtown pits that really started the revitalization of downtown so many years ago. Your question about setbacks, I wouldn't describe them as setbacks. I think there's a couple of things that would have been or could have been, you know, all of us would like to see more things done more quickly. We've accomplished so much, and really, if we take a look at that time span in the history of our community, I think we would say that there's been as much or more done in that time span than we've had in really much of our history of our community. So I would say we've done great with lots and fast, but there are some things that, and I think about homeless one. We've made a lot of strides in homelessness, but it's still a significant challenge for us that we need to continue to work on and continue to focus on.
How will you spend your retirement? And are you going to stay in the Eugene area?
Definitely going to stay in the Eugene area. It's home to us. We love this community and are committed to this community. I'm really open to how I'll spend my time. I want to continue to stay in the community. There are some things I'd like to focus on that I think are important for the long-term prosperity of this community. Early literacy is one of those. Homeless youth through the 15th night is one of those, for example. I would like to stay engaged in the 2021 effort, however that might play out as well. But I'm very open, and we'll spend some time just sort of regrouping and decompressing and sort of seeing how that feels, and then re-engage in the community in some positive ways, I hope.
It says in your biography that you were an Army colonel.
Uh-huh.
I'm just curious to know if any of that experience helped you in your role as city manager.
What I think that time in the military did was a couple things. One is very early on in military careers, you have to deal with just a variety of people and create relationships with a variety of people. And so I think that's very helpful. You tend to get a lot of responsibility pretty quickly. That becomes just a part of your work ethic of taking on responsibility, taking accountability for those kinds of things. That's an important part of military service. And I think also military can be very strategic. And so learning strategic planning or strategic thinking is a portion of, for me, that came out of my service in the military.
John Reese, that takes care of my questions. Was there anything else you wanted to add while I had the recording going?
You know, I just want to thank the people of this community for really a wonderful 11 and a half years and the opportunity to serve as their city manager. And it's a fabulous community. We have a very engaged group of elected officials that have great intent for this community. And then finally, the staff is a group of dedicated, committed, very professional people that are doing their best every day to provide for this community.
John Reese, thank you very much for your time, and congratulations on retirement.
Thank you very much.